All right. Welcome to the Starving for God BBA workshop. We are on a study hall session today, and I'm just available for people to call in. And if they've got questions on their resentment inventories, columns 1 through 4. So it looks like right now we've got Deb on the call, right?
Right.
Yeah, cool. So, Deb, you have an inventory. You were just mentioning before we started the recording that you sometimes just like to kind of just have a little bit of extra help with the delusion. So why don't you start from the top, from column 1, and we'll just go through it, and then we'll get to that delusion.
Okay, this is I'm resentful at people who say they're going to do something and don't follow through. Everybody can relate to that. Okay, the cause is my time is valuable, and they discount that. They leave me not knowing what is happening. They lie by omission or dishonest, and the target is disrespectful. Self-esteem, I am always considerate of others' needs. Discounted. Fear of being discounted. Pride, others should see the value of my time and needs, fear of being devalued and unimportant. Ambition, I want others to give me the same respect and consideration that I give them, fear of being rejected or disrespected. Security, I need to be responded to be okay, fear of being ignored, a bother, a burden. Personal relationships, people are courteous to each other, fear of being invisible and tuned out, and sex relations, a real woman would be respected and never have this problem, fear of not being good enough, disrespected, a victim, and self-pity. So I didn't do a realization because it's not a person particularly.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I know you've done this work before and you kind of are a little bit more familiar with it. So is there anyone in particular that kind of comes to mind for you when you have this resentment?
Well, yeah, there is. He's a maintenance man because I run an apartment building, and this happens a lot.
Okay. So if you kind of have him in mind and you go back to your cause, is there anything that you would add there in the cause?
Well, my time is valuable, and they discount that. They leave me not – I just hate the not knowing, you know. I can handle if he would say – because we text a lot. And I can handle if he would just say, no, I don't have the time, or yes, and give me a time. But it's always don't – and he won't answer me. And even when he does answer me, he doesn't give me details. And so it's just frustrating to be sitting here not knowing when I meet a vendor. You know?
Right.
So
right.
I don't know that I have any other causes beyond that. It's just frustrating.
like you said, so just read your cause one more time. It's just
the cause being that my time is valuable and they discount that. They leave me not knowing what is happening.
Okay.
That's the main thing there.
So have you ever done either of those two things to anyone else in your life?
My time is valuable, and they discount that. They leave me not knowing. Well, I'm sure I have. I'm sure I have along the way in my life, but I'm pretty much a stickler for following through. So I'm sure when I was out there using, I did that kind of crap all the time.
Well, that's more what I'm talking about. When you're out there using, you know, like how respectful were you of people's time, or were you stealing people's peace of mind, even? So
was I doing what, Deb?
Stealing people's peace of mind. So not only So what's interesting here is that we have an opportunity to see not only actually that I have done exactly that with that person. Because, see, yes, I understand it's a principle that you're writing on, but, like, it also is about people. And there's actually someone specific in particular who this relates to. So sometimes when it comes to this kind of an inventory, I'm kind of like, well, if it's relevant it might be a value to you to write a realization for this one.
Yeah, that's fine. As a matter of fact, I wrote a whole nother inventory on him.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Because it gets really more involved. The grudge inventories?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did a grudge inventory on him because the resentment and all the stuff around him, there was a lot. So I went ahead and did one of those on him. I haven't finished it. It's very involved. I liked him more than a maintenance man, so I got into that whole can of worms. So, this is just, I was trying to just keep it simple, just about people who don't do what they say they're going to do. But yes, you're right. I've stolen people's peace of mind. So where should I go? Should I go to my self-seeking?
Well, that could go to your self-seeking. I mean, what I typically do with my realization, if you feel guided to write a realization on this, is if you look at every single phrase verbatim in your cause and you consider, well, actually, I have actually done that to others, and maybe even to the people in column one, then I would simply just write that verbatim, whatever my cause said.
So I discount people's valuable time, and I don't know, let them know what's happening. So I lie by omission by being dishonest. Yes, I can cop to all that at some point.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like, well, let's see. Seeing as I'm older than 2 days old, I'm sure I've done something like that.
Yes, I stole my mother's peace of mind by screaming my head off.
Yeah, right. Okay, great. So, these people, you know, it's like this general idea, like people, they irritate the fuck out of me, but in order for me to actually get free, I really, really do have to see how I am sick just like them. Not that, okay, yeah, but they're still sicker than me and I'm sitting here on my high horse. But like really like, no, I've actually done that. It's just that I've been justifying it away and kind of, you know, framing it in a different context and having all these explanations for myself. But I can actually see that the behavior, if you kind of peel all that away, is actually the same. So can you see that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I did this in I came up with this because of two particular people, and then I ended up writing the grudge inventories on both of them, although I haven't finished. Mm-hmm. I've just done the first page on both of them. But, I wasn't looking at the bigger picture, and that's actually part of my self-seeking action, is not considering the bigger picture.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So I set myself up to be disappointed by expecting too much, I put, or by not considering the bigger picture.
Yeah. I mean, this is such a great one, Deb, and I appreciate that you're writing on it both as a principal and also as, separate people because, I mean, I had a family member just yesterday who, like, waltzed in and stole my peace of mind, actually, and, like, was, like, needing to bitch about something else that just happened and can I believe and this person's so disrespectful and that they couldn't even and I just, you know, I was like, can I offer a consideration or suggestion? And, you know, and I kind of shared a little bit of the perspective that we get as a result of doing the work through our way. But I feel like we this is a really common one that comes up for people a lot and it's so easy to be really, really focused on, like, how can this person not get back to me? I'm simply just asking them to do X, Y, or Z. And so I really value that you're writing on this because this is a big one, and it comes up in our lives all the time.
Right. So. And as you're talking, I'm thinking about how, they have those false expectations appearing real is acronym for fear is an acronym for. So popped into my head. Yeah. So I definitely do that a lot. Especially with texting. It's like, well, wait, they just text me. Why can't they text me back again?
So have you ever received a text or have you ever received communication from someone and been like, okay, I, I'll get back to them. I can't right now. I'm driving, or I'm just finishing up this meeting or something. And has that ever happened to you?
Well, not too much, because I work out of my home, and I'm relying on people to kind of, you know, get back to me so I can get the work done. So I have to say that normally I'm right back on it, you know, because I'm hyper-vigilant about getting work done around the apartment, so I don't get behind. So just because of the nature of my work, I'm pretty good on staying on top of it. But I can certainly, you know, see that times would be on personal levels and stuff like that where I don't really feel like getting right back, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if it's family drama.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So we all have our rules. We're like, okay, like I just had a friend who said that. Well, I really have to be somewhere tonight at 7:30, and so I really got to go. And she's like, and this isn't just like a social thing. This is a business thing. It's like we kind of have those rules. Well, this is social, so I get to be X, Y, or Z to you. So anyway, all that stuff's just there for. It sounds like you're very open to look at these things. So let's move into your selfish actions.
My selfish attitude was
action.
Driving me out.
Sorry, your selfish actions.
Oh, my selfish action was I set myself up to be disappointed by expecting too much and or by not considering the big picture. That's kind of an area where it's kind of confusing for me sometimes, too, if it's just like that kind of thing, is that I set myself up, you know, instead it's not much of an action or an activity, but it's what I do.
Yeah, so let's get into that, because I really like, when I'm taking people through, I like to be very, very action-focused in my, even the words that I write, so I like to, like, just pretty much write verbs. It's like, okay. I create expectations, I punish, I act, I'm curt, or, like when I respond to somebody, those kinds of things. Do you relate to any of those words?
Well, like certainly I do. And what about I assume? Is assume enough?
You assume?
Of
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
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 I assume. Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of times with the maintenance man, I just assume that I'm bothering him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I must be bothering him, you know. So, yes, definitely I judge. I get angry.
yep.
I flare up. So yeah, I can relate to that. Okay.
And it sounds like you also create stories. Like you create a story about what this means.
Right. I assume that I'm being a bother to them, and then I feel kind of like hurt.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I believe the feelings that go with the story. I'm really good at that.
yeah. Aren't we all? So, and just because we are, you know, we're all food addicts here. Like, do you actually act out in food? Like, when you feel like you're not being heard or listened to or being responded to, does it make you actually act out in?
Well, I
don't,
but I overeat. You know,
Put it.
Yeah.
I
actually in my head I'm thinking right now, but I've been doing really good on the food. So I guess that means that when I'm doing really good on the foods, then I OD more on the feelings.
Right.
I go to the extreme on the feelings, you know, because I'm not overeating, so they're coming out like crazy, even if they're not true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if
Absolutely.
I created the story. Yeah. But I do overeat for ease and comfort very often. Or drink
okay,
too much
great.
Coffee. Yeah.
Okay.
That's another one.
Yeah,
drink too much coffee.
And you drink too much coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of act out in other ways. And that's just, you know, that part in that section that says look around the resentment. I always like to look around the resentment. Like, okay, there's time acting as it relates to this resentment. But then looking around the resentment, are there other actions that I'm doing, you know, wholesale condemnation, all that kind of stuff. Character assassinating in my head is another one that I write. because I usually character assassinate people and make all these kind of judgments about their character.
Okay, I'm writing this down. I can use this on a couple of more resentments.
Yeah. So, okay, great. So then when you're doing said activities and actions, what are you thinking? What's going on in your mind?
Fuck them for icing me out is what.
Totally.
Yeah.
Fuck them for icing me out. Love it.
Yeah. And then I come into Is that good on that part?
Love it. Yeah.
that's how what I'm thinking. And then in the delusion, then I go back to the story, I believe, Deb, because the first lie I tell myself is I must deserve this treatment.
Okay. So I'm in the delusion that I deserve this. What else are you in the delusion about?
That if I say something, I'll be rejected or judged or even make them angry. God forbid, make them angry at me.
Okay.
So that's
okay. Write that down. Write that down. Okay. There's some more delusions there.
And then I put fear of being an angry victim and fear of being rejected. I wrote some fears out on the side.
Yep.
Some of this stuff. Yeah.
So there's also sounds like there's some kind of just delusion around, I get into this a lot where I think that people can do different. Like I kind of hold this above their head. Like you should know different and you should do different. You have the power to act differently and you're not doing it because I'm not enough or something like that. Like I create a story or a delusion around that, assuming that they actually have the power to act any different from how they're showing up. Like as if this person's not actually doing the best that they can with what they have in the moment. Like I never come at it from that perspective. I always think this person had the power to do different and they didn't. And then I feel sore. Do you relate to that?
Yes. I think that's why up in the self-seeking where I said I'm not considering the big picture.
Because right, right.
I do get to that self-centered place of, hey, this is about me, and you're being inconvenient. You're inconveniencing me, and then I'm not looking at, well, maybe they have other things happening in their life, Deb, or, it's not personal.
So I'm in the delusion this is all about me. I'm in the delusion that their actions are all about me. That sounds like a really succinct way of kind of summarizing what you just said.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a really, that's a huge one. That's a huge one that, I mean, I relate to that. Like, what do you mean this isn't all about me?
No, please.
So then what's the fear underneath, I'm in the delusion that this is all about me? What's underneath that?
Oh, well, I hadn't had that down there at the time, but let's see, the fear that it's, well, I just put I'm not good enough, that I'm not good enough, that I'm disliked. I don't know.
Yeah, what about, I hear all of those, and what about, like, not important, like, not significant? Does any of that register for you, or not so much?
Well, yeah, that hits home, yeah. Yes, because they would get back to me. If I mattered.
Yep, I don't matter. Yep, that's a huge one. That one comes up in my inventories a lot. I don't matter. Yeah.
It's just a lot of work to even see all the self-centeredness, much less trust that something that can be removed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I find that, and I was chatting with someone, one of the other folks in the group earlier this week, we were doing one of the inventories, and every single time I go through an inventory with someone, like, they've sat down, they've invited God in, they've already had an experience, and they've written some stuff down like you just did. And then we sit down, oh my gosh, we didn't even invite God, we didn't even say our prayer and meditation, I feel horrible. don't write into it.
Well, that's a good reminder about what to do. Thank you. I mean, I did a big long meditation before I started today because I knew I had some tough ones to look at. But
I was in meditation before I got on the phone, but that was super irresponsible of me. So apologies for being a self-will run riot, but. But God still shows up in this environment too, and maybe we see some more truths, like, you know, we just did. And then if you and I even sat down and we were reading your fifth step in a couple of weeks, we might actually see other truths. So I don't believe that anything trumps anything else. It's just that in any given moment, on any given day, we're open and available to see certain truths. Yeah. And that's why I love continuing to do this work, because it never, ever gets old. I mean, you might see when you do the specific inventories on those two other people, even though it's a related issue, you're going to see other truths. So, any specific harm?
The harm I put, I was expecting too much from people. I didn't know what else. Nothing else popped up for me when I was writing it.
Something else or nothing else? I just
nothing did besides expecting too much from people. Maybe not being accepting.
Yeah, being kind of close-minded about. And I feel judgment. If I put judging in my selfish actions, I feel like judging is a harm.
Yeah. Well, okay. Definitely judging is a harm. Yeah, so expecting too much, not accepting other people, or forgiving and judging. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It all kind of wraps up together, the expectations and the assumptions and all that stuff. And so it's such a perfect example. So this is such a common one. I mean, I feel like we all deal with it. Maybe some people don't, but I mean, I've definitely dealt with this many, many times before. And it's just amazing how we literally are setting ourselves up to be sore, you know?
Yeah.
And we create this story in our heads about how it's supposed to go. And we're living on pages 60 to 63. And it's like, how do the players not know this is exactly what I want and everything will be good and I'll be able to do a good job if you just do what I say and you call me back. So just call me back.
Yeah. Seems simple enough.
I've even told
the guy, you know, the only thing I can't stand is being left hanging and not know.
And so here's the thing, because I'm actually left hanging by two people this weekend. Like, I've been completely left hanging, and this has been incredible because it's given me an opportunity to get closer to God, because I'm irritated. Like, my website's launched and it's not looking right, and now I can't get in touch with my web developer, and I've got a launch that happened on Friday and I'm freaking out. Anyway, so what's beautiful about it is that it's not all about me, and I get to realize that this is a chance for me to lean into more grace, to ask God to give me more acceptance and more tolerance and more patience. And I get to grow here because things aren't going my way. And I want to throw my toys out of the cot and, you know, and have a temper tantrum. And it's like, actually, when life doesn't go my way, can I lean more into God? So that's exactly why we're doing this stuff. So.
Cool. I like that. Thank you. I was, you know, I was thinking about how I'm not doing that when I said not accepting, and that, which means I'm not surrendering either. So then I just need to turn to God in these situations. Thank you. Yeah, it's that simple. I do want to keep aware of when I create a story, though. That's something I need to, and I'm glad you said that, Deb, is that I need to be aware of when I start doing that. Start making it deeper personal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
I think
I'm not the only one that does that, but I'm certainly get into that oversensitive pity mode and start doing that stuff. So I need to watch that.
Yeah. Well, do you, I mean, I think you're the only person on the phone, unless anybody, I didn't hear anybody else ding in while we were on the phone. Do you have any other inventories that you want to go over?
Not really, but I did want to, because I don't think so. But I do want to thank you for the last time you had this open forum. I was having trouble with my phone, and I had to take the battery out to give it time before it would work. And by the time I put it back in, you were just starting to talk about, you were giving this very inspirational talk about carrying through this work, Deb, and getting to the other side of it and down the road into the ninth and the 12th. And I just saved that in my favorites, and I'm having people listen to it. Because I lose sight of that when I'm in this. This is very hard stuff to look at. And I do lose sight of the beauty that comes and the joy that comes down the road. And I just really wanted to thank you for that.
Mm. Thank you so much for that reflection.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Will you send me that recording? I'm not sure what it was. I probably need, because sometimes words come out and I didn't actually, it's not coming from me, you know what I mean? So I don't remember that I said something. So I'll probably learn from it too.
Oh, yeah. You've got to listen to this. You're going to really like it. No, it was that last time that you had the open forum. It was just a...
Yeah. Okay. I'll listen to it. When I was doing an inventory with Stephanie, I think.
Yes. And I just caught the very tail end of it, and you were saying, well, it doesn't look like there's anybody else coming in. So, and then you just started this... talking, and I just went, boy, I caught what I needed to hear.
Well, thank you for that reflection. I appreciate it. And I'm so glad someone was listening, or someone listened after the fact, at least.
That's always nice. You know you're being heard.
Totally.
Well,
all right, Deb, thanks for being there. And I think that's all we have today on the call. So I really appreciate you for showing up.
Oh, well, thank you for being there, Deb. I appreciate the time you've taken.
Hey, let's just close with the third step prayer, if you don't mind. You want to just do that together?
I don't mind at all.
Okay. So,
God,
I offer myself to thee
to build with me
and to do with me as thou wilt.
Relieve me
of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will.
Take away
my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much, Deb. Okay, take care.
Right,
bye-bye.